for calling XPL Linda speaking. How can I assist you?
I am just checking to see when our delivery is for our refrigerator. For Lowe's, or from Lowe's, it's supposed to be, I thought, tomorrow or the next day. It's for Lille.
Okay. One moment. All right, Ms. Leo, can you verify your address as well as your email?
1004 Cottage Drive, The Village of Florida, 32162, MLF829@yahoo.com.
Okay, let me try to look it up. Different way. And say you're supposed to have a delivery tomorrow.
At what time, do you know? And why
No, I was asking, is that what you were saying? You're supposed to have a delivery tomorrow.
It was either tomorrow or the following day. And I'm just trying to find my statement here, but I can't put my hands on it. It's supposed to be a refrigerator from Lowe's, and usually I get a call the day before. And when I checked on it, like, I don't know, a week ago or 2 weeks ago, they had the date, and I've actually already gotten a bill from Lowe's for payment, but we haven't gotten the, you know, refrigerator yet. So.
Okay, you said this is a Lowe's order?
Yes. But when I called this number, like I said, it was a week ago or so, they told me that they had the delivery for Lowe's.
Okay. Just bear with me, it's still loading, ma'am. Okay. It shows it's scheduled for Saturday, the 18th.
Okay, it's scheduled for Saturday?
Yes, ma'am. So you'll receive a call on Friday. What's your delivery time frame?
Okay. So everything is set then for Saturday. Okay.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You.
Yes, ma'am. Anything else I can assist you with?
No, not today. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you for calling XPL.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I hope you have a great day.
Okay. You too. Bye.